Brothers and sisters, a long time ago, after a king enjoyed a delicious meal, he said, "This is the best meal I've ever had. Whoever the chef is, I want to give him an award." So he called the chef to reward him for his cooking. As the chef came before the king, however, he turned down the king's favor, saying, "Your Majesty, I'm not worthy of this award. No matter how good of a chef I am, without vegetables, I wouldn't be able to cook. Please give that word to the vegetable vendor." The vegetable vendor also turned it down, saying, "The only thing I did was selling vegetables grown and supplied by a farmer. Your word should go to the farmer, Your Majesty." So the king called the farmer. Then, what do you think the farmer said to the king? He said, "Having learned that I can reap what I sow in the spring, I worked hard on the field. But however hard I work, unless God provides me with the sunlight and rain, I cannot produce even a single leaf. So, I'm not the one who is to receive the award. It's God's." What lessons can we learn from this? In all aspects, without God's help, it would be impossible to bear good fruits. The same applies to all other areas as well, as farming. In Korea, we had the worst heat wave in 111 years. Thousands of people suffered from heat stroke, and over 40 of them died. The heat wave caused great afflictions and damage to the companies, businessmen, and farmers. Despite all this, we, Mami members, have been protected in the shepherd's space. All this is by God's grace. Because Father God gave us good health and prevented us from accident, we've been doing well to this day. Also, spiritually, we've been able to fulfill our God-given duties with Father God's help. As you all agree, with Father God's grace and strength, we've been able to bear fruit physically and spiritually. I've prepared today's message based on Senior Pastor's sermon, Thanksgiving, preached on November 16, 2008. I hope that this message will remind you of many reasons for Thanksgiving in your life. Dear brothers and sisters, first, Thanksgiving is the passageway to God's answers. Among many reasons for Thanksgiving, the greatest one is our salvation. Jesus, the only Son of God, took on the flesh of man and came down to this earth. He himself underwent all kinds of human suffering, poverty, hunger, fatigue, etc. He was subject to all kinds of contempt and hardships and finally died on the cross. To redeem us from our sins, he bore our curse, shed his blood, and died. If we indeed believe in his love, we ought to love God with all our life. In good environments or situations, anyone can thank God. But when people find themselves in bad or poor conditions or situations, they fail to give thanks. But if we stay thankful even in situations where we have nothing to be thankful for, God is moved and pours out his grace and blessings. It's because thanksgiving itself satisfies God's justice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 tells us, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." In everything give thanks, from today's passage, means to give thanks no matter our situation. The verse makes it clear that this is God's will for us. Thus, to give thanks in everything is the expression of our obedience to His will. Just for the grace of salvation, we have a reason to give thanks in everything. Without God's grace, we would be destined to fall into hell and face indescribable torment for eternity. When the shepherd first accepted the Lord, his living environments couldn't have been worse. As Ms. Bongnim Lee sometimes shares her story with us, they live a poor life. Having been sick for 7 years, he ended up with a great amount of debts. His and his wife's total income could barely cover the monthly interest. Even so, he didn't want to avoid his liabilities. He decided to pay off the principal after paying all the interest. Despite the high interest rate, the shepherd and Mrs. Bongnim Lee were thankful to their creditors because they were the ones who lent them money when they were in need. They thanked their creditors and were determined to pay off all the interest and principal once they received blessings from God. Physically, did our shepherd have many reasons for thanksgiving? No. Even so, because the shepherd and Mrs. Bongnim Lee learned about heaven and hell and they were walking down the path to salvation, they remained thankful. If the shepherd hadn't been sick, he wouldn't have met God. His agony and suffering led him to meet God. So Senior Pastor was thankful for having been sick for 7 years. He confessed that for the rest of his life, he would live in gratitude just for the grace of knowing about heaven and hell and walking towards heaven. All things we go through in our walk with the Lord could be reasons for thanksgiving. Of course, we are thankful when impossible things are made possible and possible things even more possible. But above all else, having received the grace of salvation by our Lord is the greatest gift from God. Keeping this in mind, I hope that all of you can be thankful in all circumstances. Next, thanksgiving is the expression of our faith in the Word of God. Our Lord assures us in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." If you believe in this verse with faith in God, you won't be disappointed even if God's answer is not in sight at the moment. It's because you have unwavering faith that God will give you what is the best at the most appropriate time. Even if your situation gets worse physically, it doesn't matter because you believe in God, who gives you the best thing at the most appropriate time. Let me share with you a story of a woman who had her heart's wish fulfilled by giving thanks in the middle of her trial. Women members, just put yourself in her shoes. She had a husband who indulged himself in drinking. Although she tearfully prayed and earnestly shared the gospel with him, he didn't pay attention. One night, her husband fell sound asleep after coming home heavily drunk. Seeing this, she was reminded of today's passage, "In everything, give thanks." At first, she wondered how she could be thankful, but began searching for things to be thankful for. She began to confess, "I'm grateful that my husband is still alive. Although heavily drunk, he managed to find his way home, and he remains the head of our family. I'm thankful he will someday accept the Lord, become an elder, and work faithfully for the kingdom of God." At first, she forced herself to say these things, but with these confessions, gratitude grew in her heart. She then began to repent of ignoring and complaining against her husband and not treating him with respect. As she repented of these things, her husband, who was snoring by her side, looked so lovely. After a while, he woke up, feeling thirsty. As soon as he opened his eyes, he found his wife gazing at him with a cheerful smile. As he asked, "Why are you smiling?" She replied, "Thank you for bearing to live with a person like me. Despite my shortcomings, I'll be a better wife." He was at a loss for words. Even though her husband had harassed, beaten, and agonized her, she thanked him. She was grateful that he lived with a woman like her and that he found his way home, even though heavily drunk. The next morning, while they were having breakfast, he intently looked at her and said, "If it's your earnest wish, I'll go to church." After she gave thanks from her heart, Father God added a greater reason for thanksgiving. He had her biggest heart's wish fulfilled. Brothers and sisters, if you received the grace of salvation and call God Father, how could you not give thanks in everything? Moreover, having heard the gospel of sanctification in this church, you have more reasons for thanksgiving than anyone. You don't just hope for heaven. You've been blessed to hope for New Jerusalem, the best place in heaven. We will surely make it to New Jerusalem. Listening to spiritual messages in this church filled with the Holy Spirit, you've experienced the works of the living God and grown in faith day after day. As the church accomplishes the world mission and the grand sanctuary, you partake in the glory as members of this church. In addition to these blessings that we all share, each of you has many reasons for thanksgiving. Even while people in the world suffer from diseases or disasters, all of us are protected in the Lord, and we enjoy peace in our workplace or businesses. On Friday, as Pastor Hee-sun Lee said, people in the United States were protected from hurricane, and we also heard other testimonies. Through Mami Magazine, we've heard of many testimonies like this. So Mami members are always protected in the shepherd's space. Even if we fail to live by the truth and face trials as a result, that is a chance for us to repent and change ourselves. If trials come our way even while we live in the truth, still, we can be thankful, believing that God will provide us with better things. By giving us precious duties, God has made our souls prosper and allowed us to build up heavenly rewards. Whether it's clear, rainy, or cloudy, we're only thankful. During church events, God cleared up the weather or sent cool breezes in the middle of a heat wave. At the 2018 Mami Summer Retreat, we've experienced how God customizes the weather for Mam Men. As Senior Pastor proclaimed, we spent happy moments at the summer retreat. On day one, he set the temperature to 25 degrees, where it's neither cold nor hot. Hallelujah! On day two, he set it to 26 degrees so that the athletes don't feel hot. In other regions, the temperatures were 38 degrees. While we were having the summer retreat, on that day, the government sent us the text message warning us of a heat wave. By the time the pastor's relay race began, seeing clouds coming together cover the sun, I was thrilled. So especially when athletes participate in the long-distance race, it's really hot, but Father God covered the sun with clouds. You see how the sun is covered on the screen. I was thrilled. During the campfire, God regulated the temperature to 23 degrees so that we could passionately praise and dance. Even on winter days, God allowed us to have church events in warm weather conditions, especially when we have a Christmas tree lighting ceremony. In other regions, the temperature is very low, but Father God creates a warm environment for us to have such events. Even on cold winter days, Father God creates such environment. There's a person who was healed of bowed legs. It was a big problem for a woman. At age 13, while she played with her friend, she got injured and couldn't walk for 3 years. She began walking in 3 years, but with faltering steps, and often fell down. The doctor said there was no cure for that and that she had to live with bowed legs for the rest of her life. And the doctor said that it would get worse. But after she received Pastor Sujin Lee's handkerchief prayer at the summer retreat, she received the prayer with faith, and she was healed. And she stepped onto the altar to share her testimony, to testify that her legs had straightened up. Look at her. Also, Sister So-hee Kim, she was healed of hair loss. A few months ago, she started to suffer hair loss, which had continued until she attended the summer retreat. Returning from the retreat, she must have been distressed. Returning from the retreat, she checked her head and found that the area where she'd been losing hair, having filled in with new hair, which was about 3 centimeters long. As you know, I used to run a hair salon. I've met many customers who had hair loss. Once hair loss begins, it spreads. She must have been stressed out. But as she came back and checked her head, now she says her hair has grown to be 5 centimeters long. Usually, it takes at least 2 months for hair to grow by 3 centimeters. But after receiving the handkerchief prayer, she was healed immediately and her hair grew to be 3 centimeters long. Hearing this, I was reminded of the budding of the Aaron's staff. We read in Numbers chapter 17, verse 8, "Now on the next day, Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds." An amazing work of this kind happened in the shepherd's space as well. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God. Because we are running out of time, I've introduced just only two testimonies. But if we give thanks for each and every work happening to us, our lives will only overflow with thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters, just as Psalm chapter 50, verse 23 reminds us, "He who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me." Our thanksgiving honors God and satisfies the requirement for His answer. We shouldn't just give thanks with our lips. We have to act in light and goodness and order our way aright. I hope that you will always honor God through confessions of thanks, remembering God's boundless love. In doing so, we, the sheep of the shepherd, have to give comfort to Father God who has cultivated human beings through many years of tears, lamenting, and patience. I hope that He will joyfully accept your aroma of thanksgiving, add more blessings to you day by day, and finally lead you to New Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, thanksgiving provides strength to change yourself. It is a great source of strength for your spiritual change. For a person to achieve a heart of truth without blemish or spot, he needs to go through a trial. First, he has to discover and realize his sins, evil, and shortcomings and remove them. There was a person who underwent a deadly trial even without having committed a great sin and thereby accomplished God's providence. He is Joseph, the man of dreams. Joseph, who served as the passageway to God's covenant, changed himself by giving thanks in situations where he couldn't be thankful from a physical perspective. Later, he was preciously used by God. Jacob gave birth to 12 sons through 4 wives. He favored and cherished Joseph, the son of his beloved wife Rachel. He clothed him in a coat of colors and instructed him with the word of God, always having him by his side. It was because Joseph was a son of his most beloved wife Rachel, and he was obedient, good, and bright, even as a little child. Joseph's brothers became jealous as their father favored Joseph. Moreover, Joseph's behaviors stirred up hatred in their heart. Seeing his brother's faults, Joseph often notified Jacob of them. He didn't tell on them with evil intentions. He wanted them to fix their wrongdoings. But if Joseph had considered his brother's positions and pondered over how he could make them realize their faults in peace, he could have found a better and wiser way. Then, one day, Joseph had quite an unusual dream twice. In his first dream, he saw him and his brothers binding sheep on a field, and his brother's sheep bowed down to his sheep. He had another dream in which the sun, the moon, and 11 stars bowed down before him. Hearing of these dreams, anyone could interpret that Joseph will be exalted above his parents and brothers. It was a God-given dream. But why did God give Joseph such dreams? It was to indicate that God would fulfill his will through Joseph. It was in God's providence to fulfill his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Joseph, who was then a 17-year-old boy, bragged about his dreams before his father and brothers. At the time, Joseph's brothers felt ignored and offended by Joseph's words and attitude. Joseph's heart wasn't broad enough to figure out others' possessions. He imprudently boasted of his dreams, thereby provoking their hatred. As grudge piled up in his heart, they ended up selling Joseph to the Midianite merchants. In addition to being sold into slavery, Joseph was imprisoned with false charges. In the face of such tribulations, Joseph remembered the dreams given by God and overcame everything in thanksgiving. Joseph, who had been raised amidst his father's favor, ended up a slave. Through this process, he could break his self-righteousness and frameworks and changed himself. It was a trial permitted by God, and it was the shortcut to reaching the level of goodness that Father God wanted. After he was handed over to the Midianite merchants, he was sold by Potiphar, the captain of the bodyguard in Egypt. How do you think he felt? Do you think he gave up everything in despair? Did he harbor resentment and complaint with such thoughts? Why should I go through this kind of trouble? Do you think he struggled to run away from the situation? No, Joseph accepted all his situations in thanksgiving. Contemplating why such things were happening, he admitted his shortcomings. Thinking about his brothers, he deeply realized how he caused his brothers to hate him. Thinking how upset they must have been when I told on them and bragged about my dreams. I thought I was doing the right thing, but I gave them a hard time. He reflected on himself and repented like this. Through such times, Joseph discovered his shortcomings and the areas where he failed to consider others' possessions. He then tried to be more considerate of others and have more goodness, realizing that everything in life rests on God's hand. He believed that God was the only one who could resolve all his situations. So, he committed all things to God's hand. The reason he could do so was that he believed in the faithful God who watched over him. Although he still had remaining self-righteousness, he always heeded the word of God and strived to live accordingly. Even though he was a slave, because he was certain that God would protect and guide him, he could stay peaceful and thankful, committing all things to God. He didn't permit trials to Joseph because he had great evil. Since he was young, he'd kept in mind what he learned about God from Jacob and lived accordingly. Even so, God subjected him to trials so that he could demolish his self-righteousness and become a greater vessel qualified to accomplish God's providence. Believing in God's providence, Joseph didn't do evil or harbor ill feelings. He accepted everything in thanksgiving and humbleness. As Joseph stayed thankful, feared God, and lived by his words, God made him prosper in everything. Some people, however, as they discover shortcomings in their hearts, become discouraged. They are shocked and disheartened by the fact that they have such evil despite their earnest Christian life. But people who are thankful even at such moments can change themselves quicker than those who get discouraged and dejected. The Bible says we can do all things through Him who strengthens me. So, as we struggle to change ourselves in truth, crying out in prayer, God indeed provides His grace and strength. The Holy Spirit dwelling in our hearts also helps us cast off untruth. But those who fail to give thanks and fall into despair miss out on such spiritual blessings. In situations like this, in situations the church is going through, so the shepherd's words of life and the power of God, as we hold fast to them and keep running, we can grow spiritually more quickly and will be blessed to enter New Jerusalem. Even if they may get back up later on, the longer time passes, the more loss they suffer. Therefore, I challenge you to overcome any kind of trials only with thanksgiving. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 reminds us, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The proof of your faith, namely, various trials or tribulations come your way to make your soul prosper. But if you conquer them with thanksgiving, so even if you are in the middle of fiery trials, if you hold fast to this verse, you can be thankful and joyful. I hope that by the power of thanksgiving, you will become perfect fruit of the shepherd. A third, those who give thanks can lead a successful life. I'd like to share a story of a person who stayed thankful even amidst hardships and ended up successful in life. He is late Konosuke Matsushita, a Japanese industrialist who founded Panasonic. He is called a god of management. In terms of physical reality, early in life, he had many ups and downs without anything to be thankful for. As his father's business went bankrupt, he was forced to leave school when he was a fourth grader and worked at a bicycle shop. As a young boy, he would miss his mother while working and burst into tears. And then he left the bicycle shop and began working for the Osaka Electric Light Company. At age 24, he set up his own company manufacturing electric devices. And then, starting off like this, he made his company grow into a global conglomerate. after he achieved such tremendous success, he was asked, "What were the secrets of your success?" The following was his answer. "I've got three favors from heaven. First, even though I'm not sure he believed in Jesus Christ, but he said, I've got three favors from heaven. First, poverty. Second, frail body. And third, lack of education. Because he left school when he was a fourth grader. Because I was poor, I learned the truth that I couldn't live without hard labor. So from early on, I've tried to lead a diligent life. Also, born frail and weak, I realized the importance of good health and always try to stay healthy. Now, being over 90 years of age, I'm still in good health. Leaving school in my fourth grade, I regarded everyone as my teacher and tried to learn from them. Consequently, I've acquired a great deal of common sense and knowledge. The miseries of my life have grown me. I consider my miseries favors from heaven and always live in gratitude. How could poverty, frail body, and lack of education be reasons for thanksgiving? But he turned these miseries into secrets of success and tried his utmost. As a result, he became successful, having his heart wish fulfilled. Also, he was known for his deep consideration for... Here's an episode regarding this. At age 80, he visited a restaurant and ordered a steak. As he couldn't finish his steak, he called the chef and reassured him, saying, "I really enjoyed the steak dinner tonight, but as an old man, I don't have the appetite as I used to." So that the chef wouldn't be concerned, he explained like this. He had such kindness and consideration for others. Hearing this, I was reminded of the shepherd. He always considers us. He's always considerate of others, even little children. The life of Konosuke Masashita carries invaluable lessons. It's an inspiring story of a person who turned his miseries into keys to success, overcame his situations, and pressed on. Even though he was born frail, as a result of doing his utmost in life, he enjoyed a long life and passed away at age 94. Keeping his keys to success in mind, I ask you to look back on yourselves. Usually, a person uses no more than 5% of his potential throughout his life. We shouldn't blame our environment or situations, but always stay thankful and do our utmost efforts. This ordinary man succeeded in life by being thankful and doing his best. So, if strengthened by God's power, we can do everything. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 assures us, "Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." When we get filled up with the Spirit through fervent prayer, God's power that goes beyond our limitations comes upon us. Take Mrs. Bong-Yim Lee, for example. Whatever the situation, she only commits everything to God, kneeling down in prayer. As a result, not only is she robust and strong, but she steadfastly guides us. How thankful we should be! Having received such love, I urge all of you to stay thankful and awake with fervent prayer. Starting from October 8th, we have the special Daniel prayer meeting. I hope that you will pray with all your heart, thereby making your life into a great success. Back when I was serving as a parish leader in Icheon City, I heard of this moving story. There was a woman who came to our church and fell in love with the gospel of holiness. So she began sharing the gospel with her parents-in-law, who formerly attended a church in the countryside but stopped going there. She wanted to lead them to church for their salvation. As she shared the gospel with them, they treated her cold-heartedly at first. When she visited them for a holiday, she bought several books authored by senior pastor. I think it was when she visited them for the Lunar New Year holiday. She visited them with several books authored by senior pastor. She left senior pastor's books there. After a few days, her father-in-law called her husband and asked, "Who is the author of the books you left here?" "They are not words of man. What is written are not words of man." Her husband replied, "It's the pastor of our church." Her father-in-law said he really loved the books and asked for more of his books. So they purchased more books and sent them. In addition, they had a GCN receiver set up in their house. And after they received senior pastor's prayer for the sick, they were healed of various diseases, including severe abdominal pain. Thanks to her guidance and loving care, they become mommy members. Currently, her mother-in-law attends our worship service through GCN. And her father-in-law, who is 81 years old, travels to Seoul, which is a few hours of drive away, every Sunday to attend the services here. Whether in rain or snow, he makes sure to come. Beginning from tomorrow, we celebrate our traditional holiday, Chuseok. I challenge you to share the gospel with your families and friends, thereby bearing much fruit during the holiday. Speaking of Chuseok, many years ago, people would say to one another, "I wish every day would be like Chuseok." Back in the days when people didn't have much to eat, Chuseok was the season when they could eat to their heart's content. What we have to keep in mind is, we can reap all kinds of crops and fruits because Father God provides us with enough sunlight, air, and water. So, what kind of reasons for Thanksgiving do you have for this year, 2018? I pray that you recall each of them and give heartfelt thanks through the holiday.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.